It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Aviva Health, a special event happening tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that. Mark Tushia in from Aviva. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kyle? I'd like to also take just a second to thank all of our veterans in Douglas County for their service today on Veterans Day.
Yeah. And you have tomorrow an event out in Glide. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So tomorrow we are very pleased to host a meet and greet. We have two fabulous new doctors who joined us back in July, Dr. Anna Fellman and Dr. Gray Dawson, who are seeing patients out in our Glide clinic. They're our dedicated providers out there. They're also core faculty members of the Roseburg Family Medicine Residency. So tomorrow things get kicked off at 6:30. We're providing a complimentary dinner. And after dinner, Dr. Fellman and Dr. Dawson will introduce themselves, talk about their philosophy of care, and get to know the folks out in Glide just a little bit better.
How long has the Glide clinic been around?
Oh, gosh. It's been around for at least 10 years now.
And obviously with Glide being a ways out and some folks out there don't always have, you know, the best transportation and options are limited there, actually having a facility that's in Glide has got to be a big deal for people that live out there.
It is a big deal. If you think about Douglas County, it's a huge county. There are a lot of pockets out there where access to reliable health care just is non-existent. So clinics like our clinic in Glide, our clinic out in Drain, our clinic down in Myrtle Creek, it's really crucial for the folks who live in those areas to have convenient access to a clinic.
And one of the doctors is with us right now, Dr. Gray Dawson, who will adjust the mic because he is the tallest person in the building currently. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So how do you like it working at the Glide Clinic so far?
It's been really wonderful. There's a great group of patients out there who, you know, I think chose to live in a rural remote area and really deserve and need access to care. A lot of folks with some significant health issues that need support, and it's been really great. We have an incredible team that provides the support and care that help Dr. Fellman and I be really successful.
And so where is that clinic in Glide? Where is it located at?
It's right on the main street almost before you head out of town on 138, right next to Cafe 138.
Okay, so easy for people to find. And also, part of what you're doing tomorrow, I see there's food involved, which might get people's attention.
Yep, we're not part of the food selection, so if it's unhealthy, it's not my responsibility.
But, I mean, you're really trying to really kind of provide an evening of community for the Glide community.
Yeah, ideally, you know, connecting, breaking bread, sharing a meal together, and hopefully answering people's questions about who we are and kind of what drives us. You know, we're very much into preventive care and helping folks get to root cause of disease and illness. A thing called functional medicine is a big part of what we do, and we love to try to help connect people to the right resources that help them be well.
You know, when you talk about preventative care, that didn't used to be as much of a topic. At least it didn't seem to me. And when you look just even at the financial side of things, if people, whether it's a behavior, whether it's a condition, whatever, if you don't deal with it later or deal with it early on, later, the cost of fixing whatever the situation is or medications or whatever, man, that could be a big push.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very expensive. Certainly medications are you know, a multi-billion dollar industry throughout the U.S. And I think the opportunity to try to help make people well without necessarily finding drug X to treat condition Y is really satisfying. I think, again, when we get down to helping people choose healthier foods, you know, avoid toxins and improve overall health, it's a lot more satisfying to provide that care for folks.
Now, is working with Dr. Fellman a new thing for you?
You're baiting me on this one. So Dr. Fellman is also my wife. We are both family medicine docs and met and married about 8 years ago. We have two little kids, and we work on different clinic days, but we're excited to share the clinic and the clinic staff there to support both our both individual unique strengths as well as our combined sort of philosophy on care.
And how's it going to also be involved with the family medicine residency program?
It's been great. It's a newer program, so it's only been around about 6 years, and the team that we have of faculty, the support we have from the local community, the support we have from the Mercy Hospital is has been phenomenal. We've been teaching in different programs in different states and just recently came from Washington. And it's been, I think, really exciting to see how much community support there is for the residency program to hopefully help teach that next generation of physician leaders to care for folks in rural communities and ideally, hopefully, stay. Some of them stay. And for those of those who don't, that they continue to feel comfortable serving in rural, remote communities.
So, Mark, before as we wrap up here, anything else you want to mention about the event tomorrow night?
No, we just really look forward to hosting and hope that we get a good crowd. For anyone who lives out in the Glide area who is interested in joining us, again, the event starts at 6:30, and we can't wait to see you.
All right, Mark Tushia and Dr. Gray Dawson from Aviva, 8:37 of the Morning Report.